Michael O'Donovan from the VFI. He's also got his own pub, the Castle on South Main Street. He joins me by the phone. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Is that pretty much it? That's the guidelines, and you figure that you guys can work to that?
Yeah, look, I suppose there were the guidelines drawn up Saturday and yesterday. They were released by our head office. And look, I suppose these are probably the least worst options that we would be permitted to open with. So these are the guidelines that we think will be forthcoming from the HSE in time. So I think the background to them is, I think last Friday evening at his press conference, Minister Harris said that he would meet vintners groups to hear proposals, and these are our proposals on what we could do to get open around the same time as the restaurants.
And do you think that they'll go with that? That would allow you to open June 20th, is it?
Around June 29th.
29th, my apologies. June 29th instead of August 10th.
And look, this is a discussion document, the proposals. We'll have to go in and meet the ministers this week, hopefully. We're hoping to meet them as soon as possible and discuss these proposals. So they're what we think we could do. It's, I suppose, for a lot of publicans like myself, I had to sit down last night and I was trying to work it out myself for my own premises. It'll be a very tough decision for a lot of publicans, and I suppose the Vintners Federation appreciate it'll be 50-50 with how many people it will suit to open their premises and how many it will not suit.
You mean that it won't suit the smaller premises because they're like, is it 50% down? Is it 60% down? What?
It would be closer, somewhere between 60-70% down. I'm estimating from my own premises last night, and like just an example for myself, I can only say my own. I think that I would only be able to have maybe 14-16 people maximum in the bar, and then you'd just have to work out, is it viable to open?
And what would there normally have been? Maybe 40-50, is it?
Yeah, look, on a Saturday night, I suppose we'd be somewhere around that, all right?
And you would be limited to maybe 15 or 16?
Yeah, and like that will be the harsh reality of what it's going to be for publicans in the near future, and it's just going to be tough and it'll be a very tough decision.
So your decision will be whether it's viable for you to actually even open again?
Yes, it will be during this period that social distancing guidelines will be with us. It'll be a tough decision.
And how will that be worked out? Will it be based on square footage of the public house?
Yeah, well, look, our proposal is that it would be 4 people per every 10 square metres, but that'll have to be agreed, obviously, with the government and the guidelines, and then you'll have to work it out in your premises and probably have probably display it or what your maximum capacity can be under the social distancing guidelines.
And would it be that publicans then would have to, like, would somebody be allowed in for an unspecified period of time, or is it for X amount of time so they need to go out so others can go in? You know, like almost like a rota basis, no?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, that's up for discussion. We haven't put a time period on how long a person can stay in the bar, but I suppose that might be up for discussion with the ministers, but at present it's not in our proposals, any time specific period for people.
Okay, Benny McCabe is saying this morning in the Echo, he's saying that we need to subsidise the industry now with some sort of COVID payment. We need to look at rent, mortgage subsidies, we need to look at VAT, and we need to look at all of these things. Otherwise, if we don't help the industry now with some kind of subsidy, money, all we're going to see is people on the dole queue. Ernest Cantillon picks up the story as well in the Echo. You're aware of that? He's considering his options as well with regards to financial viability.
Yeah, businesses will need support. look, I suppose what we'd be looking for on a vintner's basis is, look, the wage subsidy payment would have to be extended. The government would have to cover, look, redundancy costs, because there'll be probably less staff required for the pub industry with these proposals. Excise duty would have to be reduced by at least 50%, and the VAT rate probably reduced to zero for the next 12 months. The commercial rates, we've been told that they'll be suspended for the duration of while we're closed. But look, that would really have to be extended for a period of 12 months at least. And last Saturday they announced a grant scheme, but it was up to a maximum grant of €10,000.
Yeah.
We would be saying that would be the bare minimum €10,000 that would be needed. So
give us at least the 10 grand or more. Give us COVID-19 payments for wages for as long as is needed. Look at VAT. Look at rent reductions and continue the freeze on rates.
Yes.
I wanted to go to a pub then, a larger pub, do I need to book a table?
Well, look, I suppose the larger pubs will probably have that capacity because they use booking for restaurants and things at the moment. So that will all be looked at with the ministers. But at the moment, look, it's not in our proposals, that part of it at the moment. But you can be sure some of the big bars will get tech savvy with this and be able to use that kind of IT equipment to do that.
Because I was thinking about that at the weekend, and I was just thinking from, say, for instance, a pub that I would know, say, Barry's in Douglas. Or just let's use that as an example where they do food and it's a big pub and they have alcohol as well. Like, would a system work where you book a table online, right? You pay say a tenner, and you book the table for say 8 o'clock, and you have four or six of you and your friends, and it's a tenner booking. You go down at your time, say it's 8 o'clock, and you have that table for a specified period of time, and the tenner then is you have €10 credit behind the counter. Do you know that kind of a system?
Yeah, look, I big bars will have that capacity to do that have restaurants in them, that have booking systems already. But look, a lot of our members wouldn't have that feature.
But let's say you didn't want to buy food. The same principle would work, where you reserve the table for a specified period of time, like you would if you were going to a restaurant for food, except it would be for alcohol. And the table is yours, and you book it in advance, and you pay this booking deposit, which is redeemable on arrival. You know, I don't know, some sort of a system like that where you use an IT.
Yeah, look, it quite possibly could be used in that regard, because, look, under the proposals, people will have to be seated anyway and served at tables. So if you book a table, it's no different to ringing up and booking a table. That happens already. People book tables, so that wouldn't be anything new for bars to be doing that. Most of them would be taken over the phone, to be honest, for most of the bars, I would say, in that regard. So that wouldn't be anything new. We'd be doing that for a good number of years.
Heather Humphreys, the minister, said that the opening dates could be altered or accelerated. So there's a little bit of optimism there, isn't there?
It is, and that's why, look, these proposals are being put together to take to the ministers this week to see if that date of the 10th of August could be brought forward. Because, look, I suppose publicans could follow the guidelines as well as any other business people. So that's our hope, that if guidelines are settled on and agreed, that we would be allowed open on June the 29th, like our colleagues in the restaurants.
Yeah, but clearly you'll need less staff, though, won't you?
Oh, yes. Look,
so there's going to be job losses when all this is over.
Absolutely. That will be the hard thing. Look, I suppose hopefully they'll only be temporarily, that by the time a vaccine is found, look, we will get back to life as we knew it before. And hopefully we'll be back up with a fully staffed bars at that stage.
And how are you going to sanitise them in the, say, for instance, if you do get to open in June?
Well, look, that's part of the proposal, that there'd be sanitizers at the entry points to all the bars, that staff would be trained in how to clean down tables. And look, it's in the proposals that we would control the toilets, sanitize the toilets. So it's all there to be discussed with the ministers this week.
You got to work it out, really. You got to work out the nuts and bolts of all of this.
But
the message is, you want to be treated like restaurants.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That this is absolutely vital that you get open ASAP.
Yes, well, it'll give the publicans, I suppose, the choice to open, you know. on the 29th. Like, as I said, working it out for my own situation, it'll be a tough decision to make, but some publicans will be well capable of doing it with social distancing.
The bigger the pubs, the
Yeah, but for smaller pubs, it just mightn't be viable to open.
Could be the end of them.
Well, hopefully not the end of them, but look, we'd be just paused for a while, and then hopefully in a couple of months, maybe when a vaccine is found. That we'd be back, get back at it again.
Okay, feel free to hold on if you wish, Michael. I think Karen says that that system won't work because of the amount of drink people have on board. Is that it, Karen? Okay, sorry, she's gone. Thanks, Michael. I'll come back to her in a few minutes' time. Michael O'Donovan, Cork City VFI officer for Irish pubs and, of course, a publican on Leaside.